Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, my co-host this afternoon, Chris Cameron, and our guests this week, author, bookseller, and workshop presenter, Jennifer Bogart, and in the second half of the show, short story writer and workshop leader, K.D. Miller. Each week, we visit with a local author or other persons involved with writers and readers. But this week, both our guests are also part of the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts, October 24th to 26th, at St. Peter's Anglican Church here in Coburg. We will ask them to introduce us to their work, give us a glimpse into their lives, find out what prompts them to write, and give workshops. We're delighted to have Jennifer and Kathleen with us today. Jennifer Bogart Jackwith is a writer with three adult novels and a number of mid-grade and YA books to her credit. She's also been a publisher and editor and is now the owner of Let's Talk Books, recently featured in a Globe and Mail article. She frequently hosts writers whose books she admires and arranges very successful readings for them, as well as organizing a number of book clubs at the store for readers of different genres. And in October, she's giving a workshop at the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Felicity.
So, what's the topic of your workshop, and why did you choose it?
Okay, so my workshop is self-publishing basics, and I chose it because I see a number of writers who get trapped into vanity publishing, and there's a big difference between the two, and I just want to make sure that they are spending their dollars wisely in reaching the largest audience possible.
Could you briefly explain the difference?
Okay, yeah, so vanity publishing is when you pay somebody to publish you. And often they have a package where they will tell you that they will do advertising, they'll format your book, they'll edit it, they'll make a beautiful cover for it, they'll get an ISBN, they do all the things that are involved in publishing for the low, low price of thousands and thousands of dollars. And then on top of that, you still usually have to purchase books if you want to sell them at events or your local stores. So self-publishing is when you publish independently and you still need to acquire an ISBN and edit and format your book and get it ready for publication. But there are very affordable ways of doing that where you won't break the bank and you won't end up with a book that you're unhappy with. And a lot of the things that vanity presses do, you can do yourself as long as you have the tools and the know-how to do it. And that's what my workshop is about.
So do you think the trend towards self-publishing is going to continue?
Yeah, I do. I think that a number of people get, aside from getting impatient with waiting for the gatekeepers to decide that your book is worthy of attention, there are a lot of books out there that authors should be putting out so that the public has a chance to read their work and engage with them.
So you would advise writers to self-publish?
It depends on what your ultimate goal is, who your audience is, and how much control you want to have. So as a self-published author, you control 100% of what you do. You have input on your cover design, the way your books look, how they're distributed, and what kind of marketing you do. When you're traditionally published, which is usually the ultimate goal, you don't always have those choices, and you might not be happy with the finished product. So you really need to decide what it is that you want and how much control you're willing to relinquish when you make the decision whether to self-publish or to try your hand at getting that traditional contract.
So there are a lot of advantages to self-publishing if you've got the
Yeah, if you have the knowledge and the willpower and the focus and the tools and the contacts, and there is a lot involved, but it's doable.
So are you involved in other ways with the festival?
Yes, I am.
Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. I started helping with the organizing committee I worked with on the first festival 2 years ago, and so I was happy to come on board and help with this one. So I designed the brochure and have organized the tickets. I helped with some of the grant writing. So we set the tickets up on Eventbrite, which is very easy to use. But for anyone who isn't comfortable ordering their tickets online, they can come into Let's Talk Books, and our staff will be happy to help you out with your ticket purchase. So we'll have the brochure there and you'll be able to choose your workshop or your event that you want to attend, and we'll be able to hook you up so you can pay with cash or credit card or however you want, but just to make it a little bit easier for anyone who's uncomfortable ordering their tickets online. I don't know, a lot of little behind the scene things, I think.
Indeed, you are actually a key person of the core committee, so you do a great deal. And as you say, you're very modest and you do it all behind the scenes.
Very much behind the scenes.
So why do you do all this? Isn't it a huge amount of work?
It is a huge lot of work, but it's a great team. The festival committee is a fantastic team of people who come together to share what Northumberland County has to offer. And we have a lot. We have a lot of artists and writers and musicians and actors, and it's a phenomenal thing to be a part of a group that has so much talent and so much to offer the community.
Great. And what are you looking forward to most at the festival?
Well, I think everything. I think I'm looking forward to the coming together of like-minded individuals and all the different things that we have to offer, and seeing how people interact and engage with the talent that is here. There's so much on offer. There are some pretty incredible workshops happening on the Saturday. Everything from rug hooking to songwriting to risk-taking to belly dancing. I mean, it's a pretty eclectic group of workshops, and there's got to be something there that's going to be fantastic. Also, the panel discussion, I think, will be a really great sharing across the arts, and really that's what the whole festival is about, is bringing together musicians and artists and writers and actors, dancers. So I think that will be a really great thing to check in on. And of course, the Words on a Wire, it's a new thing for us. It's a multimedia performance. We have Port Hope's Critical Mass coming for part of that. So I think that'll be really interesting as well. And of course, the nighttime activities, the drama and dance night with the four plays and the book launch. So, I mean, there's just too many things to narrow it down to one thing. I think it'll be a fantastic event overall.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for coming in. Remind us now about the addresses for buying the tickets. If you want to go to Eventbrite, how's the best way to get there?
Okay, so the best way to find more information on the tickets is to go to the Spirit of the Hills website, which is www.spiritofthehills.org, or you can check in on the blog, which is spiritofthehills.wordpress.com, and both those locations will have a link to the Eventbrite tickets and pretty easy to find.
Right, thank you very much. So we've been talking about the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts in October, and Jennifer has told us about her workshop, which I'm sure will be of interest to many people. And in the second half of the program, we'll be talking to another workshop presenter, KD Miller. And now we'll take a short break.